Colin Allred runs to corporate media to deceive Texans about his pro-amnesty, open borders passed. By Sean Moran on August 29, 2024. Texas Senate Democrat candidate Representative Colin Allred, DTX, ran to the El Paso Times, which is part of the Gannett Media Network, to deceive Texans about his pro-amnesty, open borders passed. The El Paso Times claimed that Allred is pro-border security and sympathetic to the needs of Texas border neighborhoods. He said, "I know we can have a senator that will both help us secure the border and pass comprehensive immigration reform, and who wants to see our border communities thrive." In contrast, the outlet treats Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, as someone who has failed to pass border security, a policy that Democrats across the nation have embraced now that they are in general election season. The Times wrote. Meanwhile, Cruz continues to campaign on failure at the border. A day ago, he posted on social media that Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has risked our national security by letting in millions of illegal aliens. Allred recently took his border message to the airwaves with a television ad entitled Out Here. The ad blasts Cruz for his continued inaction on immigration reform and features law enforcement officers from across the border region, including El Paso Sheriff candidate Oscar Ugarte. The outlet also noted that Allred recently backed the Senate bipartisan immigration package that aims to address the migrant crisis. However, as Breitbart News has frequently documented, the Senate border bill would do nothing to close down President Joe Biden's quasi-legal parole pathway that has imported 1 million migrants since 2022. Allred attacks Cruz in the Times piece for neglecting to vote for the Senate border bill. In an interview with Breitbart News Daily, Cruz noted that the Senate border bill codified catch and release, gave illegal aliens work permits, and would allow 5,000 illegal aliens to cross the border per day, or 1.8 million illegal aliens per year, in the Texas Republicans' estimation. Allred then claims that Cruz does not want to be part of the solution to actually secure the border. Instead, the Texas Democrat said that Cruz just wants to scare people. The El Paso Times is not the first outlet to back Democrats seeking to boost their border security credentials. Axios is now claiming Vice President Kamala Harris supports former President Donald Trump's border wall because she backs the Senate border bill. While Allred has sought to boost his border security bona fides ahead of his pivotal Senate election, he has often spoken out against border enforcement. Allred in 2018 accused ICE of being un-American, damaging, and harmful to our public safety. He even called the border wall stupid and racist during another event in 2018. Although Allred has said that he wants to serve as a legislator who secures the border, he has consistently voted against several bills that would do just that. Allred has missed a vote on H.R. 3602, the End the Border Catastrophe Act. Opposed the Police Act, which would make assaulting a law enforcement officer a deportable offense for any non-American national in the United States. Voted against the House-passed Secure the Border Act, H.R. 2. Supported Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, DNY, amendment to H.R. 2500, which would have prohibited then-President Trump from deploying troops to the southern border to enforce border security. Backed Representative Joaquin Castro's, DTX, H.J. Rees. 46 to terminate Trump's national emergency declaration on the border. Supported Representative Jim McGovern's, DMA, amendment to H.R. 268, which would ensure that funds would not be spent on the border wall. Co-sponsored and voted for the American Dream and Promise Act of 2019, which provides amnesty to illegal aliens. In contrast to Allred, Cruz is the primary sponsor of the Senate version of the House-passed Secure the Border Act. The Texas conservative also sponsored the Justice for Jocelyn Act, a bill to improve the detention and tracking of illegal aliens entering the United States. It was named after Jocelyn Nungere, who was murdered, allegedly by two Venezuelan illegal aliens. Cruz also sponsored the Raul Gonzalez Officer Safety Act, which was named after a Border Patrol agent who was killed in a high-speed chase in 2022 while pursuing a group of illegal immigrants in Texas. Colin Allred has voted for Kamala Harris's open borders over and over and over again. And sadly, Mike, We know the corporate media will repeat their lies because they want to deceive the voters, Cruz said Wednesday on Breitbart News Saturday. That's what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Colin Allred inherited, was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. They deliberately broke the border, put in catch and release, and the numbers skyrocketed to what we have now. The highest rate ever recorded, Cruz added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.